Yivamis Perchas Mishnevav. Sris Chama Kohen Shenasa Bas Yisrael Machila B'Truma. A Sris Chama Kohen that marries a Bas Yisrael, he can feed her Truma. It is a full-fledged marriage. There's no Yibam, like we've said, and there's no Chalitza, but marriage there certainly is, so much so that he can feed her Truma. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Aymrim. Androgynous Kohen and androgynous, which is a person that has characteristics of both a male and a female. And he's a Kohen. Shenasa Bas Yisrael Machila B'Truma. He can feed her Truma. So the Rab points out that both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon here seem to hold that an androgynous is a din of a zachar, a male. Therefore, when a woman is married to this androgynous, it's like she's married to a male and he can feed her truma. However, Rabbi Yosef is cholik in a brisa, and in the end, the Chum were mesupik whether an androgynous is a zachar or an akeva, and therefore the Rav says that we do not allow him to feed her truma. Rabbi Huda Omer, Tumtum Shenikra Venimtza Zachar Lo Yachlots Mipnei Shehu Kisaris. Rabbi Huda says that a Tumtum is a person that his gender is covered up with skin, and then the skin become torn, and lo and behold, Mazel Tov, it's a boy. Lo Yachlots. He does not do Chalitza, Mipnei Shehu Kisaris, because he's like a Saris. However, the Rab points out that Allah is not like Rabbi Huda, because a Tumtum is like a Sris Adam, not a Sris Chama. And therefore, Sris Adam, you do Chalitza too, like Rabbi Kiva says. Androgynous, Noise, Avalo Nisa. An androgynous can marry a female, Avalo Nisa, but he cannot be married to another male. Because, like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, an androgynous is like a male. And if a person, the Rab points out, would have relations with an androgynous, if a male would have a relationship with an androgynous, whether or not he has relations from behind or in front, because an androgynous does have a female part in front, it's like he's being ba'al azachar. So therefore, a male should not marry an androgynous. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, androgynous chayavim alav b'skila k'zachar. Rabbi Eliezer says that androgynous is chayav on skila, like a mishkav zachar. The Rab points out that the skila is dafka b'makom zichrus shalo, meaning if you treat him like a male, that would be the only time he gets skila. Taisanto points out that means from behind. That's, there'd be a chayv in skila, but there would not be a chayv in skila if it's from the front, from the female part. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer here.